The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of Absolute Broadcasting, its staff, or advertisers. It's time for Israel is Real. Two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. Rahel and Sonia focus on life in modern 21st century Israel, telling the stories of ordinary people living in, loving, and in support of an extraordinary land. Israel is Real is a community-supported program featuring interviews with local, national, and international celebrities, personal life stories, and call-ins. Learn a new Hebrew word every week. Israel is Real. Every Friday on 1590 WSMN. Nashua's News and Talk. And now, your hosts, Rahel and Sonia.
Hi, we are Rafael and Sonia, and this is Israel is Real. Boker tov lekol hamazinim.
Tzoharayim tovim b'Yisrael. From WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. As a community-supported program, we depend on your support to stay on the air. We'd like to extend our thanks to all those who love and support our efforts on behalf of spreading the good news about Israel. So keep the donations coming. You can find us on the web at www.israelisreal.weebly.com. Let's hear from Vision.
Before I will speak about Vision, I want to remind you that we have a dedication and we are very grateful to Karen and Marty Weinstein from Salem, New Hampshire, who have sponsored today's radio show in honor and in memory of the Gavish family. And now, the Vision ad. Did you know that Vision is an organization that educates our community about the little country of Israel? Did you know Israel is approximately about the size of New Jersey? To receive Vision's email alert and be informed about the Vision educational activities and opportunities, please visit Vision website at www.newhampshireforisrael.org. That's www.nh4israel.org. Yes, Rachel, I'm here.
Yes. Countries depend for much of their success and security on their intellectual prowess and advanced technology. Many companies from here and abroad depend on the patent attorneys at Vern Main and Associates. Vern Main and Associates is an intellectual property law firm right here in Nashua. For professional legal counseling on all intellectual property matters, contact the legal specialist at Vern Main and Associates at their offices on 100 Main Street in Nashua, New Hampshire, or on the web at vernmain.com, www.vernmaine.com. Sonia, would you like to tell us about the Jewish Federation and the Yom HaAtzmaut events?
I thought that you want to know about the Hebrew word.
Well, I'd like to hear about the Federation, or we can hear that afterward.
Okay. So...
I have a little bit of an echo, so I'm just wondering.
Yes. Okay. So our guests today are Jeff Layden and Shlomit Bar-Levav. Jeff Layden is the executive director of the Jewish Federation of New Hampshire. Jeff has worked professionally on social service agencies and the Jewish Family Service, most recently in Nashville and Greater Tennessee. Jeff has also spent time in Israel living on a kibbutz. Each year, the Jewish Federation sponsored a young adult from Israel to live and work with the community here in New Hampshire. They traveled across the entire state, educating us and reach our lives and sharing their lives with us. This year, the Shlicha, the emissary, is Shlomit Bar-Levav. Shlomit Bar-Levav is a law school graduate who decided to be a Shlicha, an emissary, before starting her internship. She grew up in a modern Orthodox Zionist family and considers herself traditional and Zionist. Shalom to both.
Shalom.
Shalom, good morning. Thank you for having us, Rochelle and Sonia.
Nice to have you too. And actually, I want to start this show with the Hebrew word, which is a tradition in our show. And of course, the Hebrew word for today, you wouldn't believe, Shlomit, it's shlichut. So I explain to everyone more or less what's the meaning of shlichut, but we will come to this a little bit later. So please, Jeff, we have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Can you please tell us and our listeners what's the function of the Jewish Federation?
Of course, Sonia. The Jewish Federation is a statewide organization whose mission is to strengthen the Jewish community within New Hampshire. So we operate in many ways just to be sure that we have a healthy, thriving community. We raise funds, mostly from within the Jewish community, to do that, and allocate them in various ways, one of which is to invest in Jewish education. We also do a lot of programming, such as the upcoming Yom HaTzma'ut, Israel Independence Day, which we'll talk more about, and we're very excited about that. But we have other social, cultural kind of things, like the recently completed Jewish Film Festival. And then we do things related to Israel. You'll hear a lot about the Shlicha program. But we also give money, grants to Jewish kids to go visit Israel. We think that's a very important factor in establishing and promoting Jewish identity because, as many of our listeners probably know, there's a lot of assimilation going on where Jewish people kind of drop away from belonging to our people, and our numbers are very small. So we try and build community, connect. We also work in the political arena, which includes advocating for Israel and to have a healthy, strong Israel. So really, it runs across the board, but it's all about the community. And the part that we don't do is the religious observance part. We work in partnership with our many synagogues in New Hampshire, so they do the religious piece, and we would be more about social, cultural, political activities to work together and build a strong, healthy community.
Wow. I think that the relation with the religions part of our community, it's actually to build a spiritual life of our youngest for the future to come, which is wonderful. Shlomit, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, shalom.
First of all, what's a shlicha means?
Shlicha comes from the word lishloach, which means to send, which means Israel sent me over here to be its representative. In English, it's called an emissary, and I like to think of myself as a cultural ambassador to New Hampshire. Since I come, as Sonia said before, I come from a modern Orthodox family, then I also love to connect it to my Jewish identity and not just to my Israeli identity. I think that I'm here not just because I'm Israeli, but also because I'm Jewish. And again, I'm a law graduate, and I decided to come and do this very special year before I turn to my private life to do something for my country. And that's it.
Thank you. Jeff, can you describe your role as a director of the Jewish Federation?
Yes, my role has many facets. I wear many hats, but one of the main ones is to really encourage and bring in many people to work on behalf of our community. We have a small office and we do many, many things. And we do that through our volunteers helping us. So this year we've had probably 200 people volunteer in one way or another to help us with something that we do. So working through volunteers is a big part of it and help us to accomplish many things. There's a board, so I work with the board and committees and do work to raise money and put together programs. Shlomit really is the main one for the Israel Independence Day program, but I help her with that. And we have other programs for small children up to senior citizens.
Rachel?
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to know how the Jewish federations across the nation might be supporting Israel. Is there any kind of interactive activities that they do, or are they connected somehow, or is each federation work on its own?
Both are true. They're connected and they work on their own. The way that they're connected is through our national association, which is the Jewish Federations of North America. We give significant funding to an organization, Rachel, I'm sure you're familiar with, called JCPA. And JCPA, with Federation dollars from around the country, does major advocacy for Israel. Also, when there's unfortunately, a large problem in Israel, such as the last Lebanon war, then we do a special campaign. So I mentioned earlier we raise money, which is spent mostly in New Hampshire, but during the height of the Intifada and also during the Lebanon war, in basically every federation across the country, which there's about 175 of them, we do a special Israel campaign in a time of emergency, and we raise money that's given directly to Israel. So during the Lebanon war, that money went to things like bomb shelters and getting the kids from the north away from that. So those kind of things, also promoting when Israel's 60th anniversary came along, the Federation movement was promoting that we all do celebrations to recognize that. In addition, locally, it's up to the individual organization how active they want to get. But we all have a strong devotion to Israel, concern about Israel, desire to see a healthy and strong Israel to continue as the homeland of the Jewish people.
Thank you, Jeff. I wanted to ask you, I know we're going to cut to a break in a minute, but maybe quickly you could also tell us a little bit about the New Hampshire community and how you serve it.
Okay. We have 12 or so synagogues around New Hampshire. So our building is in Manchester, but there's also Jewish communities that are thriving on the seacoast, Portsmouth, Dover, here in Nashua, Derry. Way up in Bethlehem, there's a Jewish community, Hanover, Keene, Concord. And in the small towns in between, there's Jewish people. So we work with the synagogues and we work independently. So we have programs such as PJ Library, where every Jewish child up to age 7 gets free Jewish books to read with their family. And so we would do that wherever people live. So we try and serve people wherever they are. Some of our large programs are here in Manchester. So it's a challenge to cover such a large geographical area, but we've got a great state, and so we work hard to do it.
We are going to a break right now, and in a couple of minutes we will be back to WSMN 1590 with Israel Israel.
WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Meet Eloy Flores, owner of a new Buick LaCrosse CXS.
I had a Lexus IS, but bottom line is they didn't have the standard options for what came standard with the LaCrosse CXS. Great interior, the heads-up display, the touchscreen navigation. There's something to be said about a vehicle that turns heads. If Buick keeps up with what they're doing, there won't be any need to go somewhere else. This is an incredible car.
To hear more of Eloy's story and to learn more about LaCrosse, visit Buick.com, and may the best car win.
Hey, Nicole, I'm home.
Hey, honey, how was your day?
Not bad. They gave flu vaccines at work today. I got one because I really can't afford to get sick and miss work this year. And my boss was telling us about his nephew. He was a healthy kid who caught the flu and died last year.
Oh, that's awful. I was talking with my friend Maria today, and she says that her kids get vaccinated every year. Her doctor recommends it for the whole family. I already called our kids' doctor to get them vaccinated. I'll ask him to vaccinate me, too.
Sounds good. Why take the risk of getting sick? It makes sense for all of us to be protected.
Seasonal influenza is a serious disease that kills about 36,000 Americans each year and results in more than 200,000 hospitalizations, including over 20,000 children. Health officials recommend annual vaccination for all kids 6 months through 18 years. Get fluent. Learn the flu facts. Visit PreventChildhoodInfluenza.org.
We're locally owned, and that means we're here to serve you. Nashua's News and Talk, 1590 WSMN.
With WSMN, 1590 Nashua's News and Talk with Israel is Real. To Israel is putting a human face on all things Israel. And we're chronically fundraising. Please visit our website at www.israelisreal.weebly.com. That's www.israelisreal.weebly.com. And please email us at israelisrael1590@gmail.com. Rachel.
We would like you to bring the entire family to New Hampshire's Yom Ha'atzma'ut observance, which is Israel's Independence Day observance, on Sunday, May 9th, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Jewish Federation in Manchester. The event features Israeli food, dancing, and activities for the kids, remarks from the Consul General to New England, which is Nadav Tamir, and a special guest from Hof HaKarmel in Israel. Also included is a memorial for Israel's fallen soldiers. So if you would like to come and would like more information, please contact the Jewish Federation at www.jewishnh.org. That's www.jewishnh.org. And we are speaking with the director and the shlicha from Israel. And tell us, Jeff, would you like to tell us more about the activity that's going to come up at Yom HaAtzmaut, and also Shlomit, you're organizing it.
Well, Shlomit can tell about it, but let me just first say that everybody is invited to this event. It doesn't matter if they're Jewish or not Jewish. We want to see a lot of people come and just share Israel and Israel's Independence Day with New Hampshire.
Well, shalom. And as Jeff said, we would like to see anyone from New Hampshire come and enjoy this special event with us. We have a very big committee, about 10 people, I want to say, that are working very, very hard on making this an amazing event. We're going to have a lot of things on our schedule. As you said, Nadav Tamir, the Consul General from Boston, is going to be greeting the community. We're going to have a memorial service for soldiers and victims of terrorism in Israel and Jews around the world. We're going to have Of course, Israeli food, Israeli dancing, Israeli music, Israeli karaoke. We're going to have a special surprises for mothers, since it's also going to be Mother's Day, as we said, it's May 9th. And a lot of activities for kids. It's a family event, and we're hoping to have an amazing event with a lot of guests from all over New Hampshire.
Thank you. And in general, when we are speaking about the Shlichut program, how it's organized from Israel, what kind of training did you get?
Okay, I was sent by the Jewish Agency, which is a Jewish organization that was actually that actually existed before Israel was actually established. What it does, it enhances Jewish identity in Israel and around the world. Its main idea was to help Jews come to Israel, to make aliyah, to immigrate to Israel, and to help Jews around the world in times of need. And today, the Jewish Agency, I'm a part of a program that is called Young Volunteers, and we are sent to do a year. Sometimes we stay longer. And what we do is we, in my case, I'm the shlicha, I'm the emissary in New Hampshire, which is a state. So I'm the shlicha of all the state. So I travel around the state to different features. If it's Hebrew schools, teaching Jewish kids either Hebrew or Israeli or Jewish identity and enhancing it. I'm also giving lectures around the state to different institutions, from churches to schools and preschools, and probably every Jewish aspect that I can actually fit into, and Israeli aspect enhancing in any way. And I also work in the Jewish Federation. That's my home base. So I produce events, Israeli events. Lately, we had an event called the Mimuna, which is a Moroccan Jewish festival that is being celebrated in the end of Passover, of Pesach. And we had a very, very nice event, and people were really excited about that. And as, of course, we said before, we're going to have Yom HaTzma'ut and Israel Independence Day, which we're working very, very hard on to get everyone to be exposed to Israel in another way other than just through the news.
What is the difference, if anything, between the ways you imagined your shlichut in New Hampshire and with the reality here on the ground?
Well, I have to say that I did a very thorough field work on myself before I came, and prepared myself to anything. I tried not to come with a certain expectation, and I came with the hope to get people exposed to a bit of a different Israel, as I said. And I think that I definitely tried to expose. I can never say what the implication is, because each one is know the implications on him, on himself, on herself. I found an amazing community that is very willing to be exposed, and I have to say that I was both exposing, but both being exposed to a very different experience of Judaism than what I know as an Israeli. And it has been, it still is fascinating every day.
Shlomit and Jeff, I think I'll address this to you both. I was wondering, what was I wondering? Well, you talked about the Judaism, which kind of took me to a different thought, but I wanted to ask you, what is the difference? You know, what kind of differences do you have, and what kind of influence has your presence had on the communities here? And you can both answer that.
I'm not sure I understood the question. Can you sharp it a little bit?
Yes, sure. Basically, I wanted to know that you've been here almost a year now, through a school year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what you think your influences have been on the communities that you've visited and talked to, and you know, how have you changed their minds, or you know, what can you say that you, what kind of an impact have you had And Jeff can also contribute to that.
I'll start while she thinks about it. First of all, a lot of people seem to know nothing about Israel other than that there's a conflict there. And Shlomit is a live, living, breathing, very bright individual who will go in front of groups and talk about Israel and that there's more than the conflict. She can discuss that, but she knows also about life in Israel and is very proud of her amazing country and has told me many things about it. So she puts a human face on Israel, and she gets in front of groups that have never met an Israeli. So she's able to do that. Another thing that I've been concerned about as the director of the Federation is that our young adults don't get to know very many other Jewish people because we're spread out over such a large area, and a lot of young adults simply move away. And for those that are here, they have a hard time to make a social life if they want to know other Jewish people. So she has put together activities such as the Maimuna that she mentioned and really bringing that group together, and they've had fun, and people from Portsmouth meet people from Nashua, and we like that, so that you don't have to move to Boston in order to know somebody else that's Jewish.
As Jeff said, what I try to do definitely with the Jewish young adults is to really expose them to more of a Jewish life the way I know it. For instance, one of the things that was very important to me is to enhance the thing of Shabbat dinners. It's a very, very important concept in Israel, and it doesn't matter whether you're Orthodox or secular or any kind of denomination. People, when Shabbat comes, when Friday night comes, they all sit together and have dinner. And to me, that was one of the things that was very important to me, to try and arrange groups of individuals to have Friday dinners together. And I'm happy to say that we have, enhanced this concept a little bit. We had a Shabbat with students a few weeks ago that was very nice, from students from UNH in Durham. And I that's the thing that I'm trying to do. As for the impact, as I said, it's hard for me to know what is my impact. I do believe that I do put a face on a country that usually we tend to hear about in a conflict matters, and not really in human features. And it's easier to know about it when we actually see someone from there and relate to him and can hear something more than just the conflict. So I want to hope that I have given an impact and given my the way of my observance and the way I see Israel.
Jeff, please, can you talk a bit about the Sister City program and why the Federation chose Hof HaKarmel as their sister city?
Many communities, Jewish communities across the United States, participate in a program called Partnership 2000, which linked U.S. cities with cities in Israel. And New Hampshire, being too small, physically it's not small, but our Jewish community is about 8,000 people across all of New Hampshire. We decided not to do the Sister City program, the Partnership 2000, because of the expense. But then there was a chance meeting between my predecessor, Adam Solander, and a gentleman in Israel named Oren Kantor. And they put together this partnership. So we did an informal direct partnership modeled after this larger Partnership 2000 program. And it works on many levels. We have funded projects in Israel, such as buying computers for senior citizens or helping to build a music school at a high school there that was named in honor of a teenager who had been killed in a terrorist attack. And so we've done things like that. But more important is the people-to-people contact. If somebody is going to Israel, they can meet real Israelis instead of just doing tourist things, that we would connect them up with people in Hof HaKarmel. I'll let Shlomit talk about a program that she's doing with recipes. And we've had people from there come here, and we set up receptions and let folks from Hof HaKarmel meet people from here. Just in the past year, we had a painter, Ziva entertainer?
Yes.
Oh, good. Ziva came over here to see our beautiful fall colors, and she did a watercolor painting class in Manchester for us. So it's really just about connection. And so we are very glad to have that relationship, and we hope to build on it in the future.
Rachel from Israel, have you any question?
Well, I hope that the line is okay. I have a little bit of an echo, but I do want to say that I'm in touch with some of the people from the sister city in Baal Gilad specifically, and my daughter spent a great weekend there, and I hope to spend a weekend there, and they're very, very hospitable, and we will be speaking with them on another show, and I really encourage people to go. I understand we're going to go to a break soon, so I'll save my question for after the break.
Okay, good. So we are going to a break on WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk with Israel is Real.
WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.
Tune in to 1590 WSMN Sundays at 9 a.m. for Mind Your Own Business, hosted by Rick Broody and Jeffrey Davis. It's a show by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Mind Your Own Business covers how to successfully run a business, financing topics, and networking ideas. You will hear from owners and executives, as well as businesses in the startup stage looking for investors and or financing. It's Mind Your Own Business Sundays from 9 to 11 a.m. on 1590 WSMN Nashua's News and Talk.
What have you done for your marriage today? While you're thinking, here's what other people had to say.
My husband and my daughter and I went for a walk together.
Well, and it's going to be her birthday next week, so I've been spending time today making arrangements to make that extra special.
I called my wife on the phone and I told her, Sue, I love you. And I meant it.
I flirted with my husband like when we first got married.
I have carried my wife's purse.
What I have done for my marriage today is give my wife a break, take the kids out, have a good time so she can just relax.
I know I didn't fight.
What have I done for my marriage today? Wow. I don't know.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
I read the newspaper to my wife, and it cracked her up.
And what have I done? I'm actually giving my wife the rest of the day off from me. She's going to visit with her girlfriend.
What have you done for your marriage today? Try something new to make yours great. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org, a message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Meet the faces of influenza, groups who should be immunized every year.
I have a chronic medical condition.
Asthma.
Pregnant during influenza season.
We live with a baby under 6 months old.
In the group 6 months through 18 years.
Age 50 or older.
Care for someone at risk.
I'm Christy Yamaguchi. See your healthcare provider about getting vaccinated. It's a safe and effective way to prevent influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
This message addresses seasonal influenza, a public service from the American Lung Association.
Nashua was chosen the best place to live twice. If you're planning on living twice, do it with us. 1590 WSMN. Yeah.
WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk with Israel is Real. To Israel is putting a human face on all things Israel. And we're chronically fundraising, so please visit our website at www.israelisreal.org. www.israelisreal.weebly.com. That's www.israelisreal.weebly.com. And please email us at israelisreal1590@gmail.com. And here we have another ad for Rachel Music. Do you know Rachel? Rachel?
I'm very flattered.
Okay, so drowning on the wisdom of ancient mystical and spiritual traditions, Rachel performs an intriguing guitar and vocal mix of folk, world, traditional and transformational music to create an atmosphere of calm and joy. Rachel Music is suitable for all ages, occasions, and venues. And please contact Rachel at www.rachelmusic.net, which is www.rachelmusic.net. Yes, Rachel, you have some questions?
Yes, I do. Please. I wanted to ask Shlomit. She had mentioned that she had learned a lot about Judaism, how it's different there than, or here. I don't know where I am.
You are in Israel, Maale Adumim, very close to Jerusalem.
Sorry?
I said, you are in Israel, very close to Jerusalem, and Maale Adumim.
Yes. So, Shlomit, I wanted you to talk a little bit more about what you've learned since being in America.
Well, I'm from what we would call modern Orthodox family, which means that's what I grew up with. At a very young age, I decided to find a different way to express my Jewish identity, and I became what some people would call traditional, which means some of the things I do, for instance, I keep kosher, and some of the things I don't, for instance, I do drive on Shabbat, because for me, going to the beach is a mitzvah. So, you know, I pick my things. And coming here was a completely different experience. All of a sudden, I went to a synagogue, which here is referred to as a temple. That's the first difference. In Israel, it's a synagogue, a Beit Knesset, and the temple only refers to the one that we have in the holy city of Jerusalem. And I learned that men and women sit together and not separately, as I'm used to. And I learned that women can go to the Torah and read from the Torah scroll, which I have to say proudly that I have done so as well. And it was an interesting experience, but a very exciting one. And it was very shaking, this experience. And I can't say that you know, I know now what is true and not, but I do know that I've been exposed to a very different way of Jewish people that are trying to make themselves a community and finding amazing ways to do so. And I think that in Israel, it's really easy to be Jewish, because it's right there. The synagogues are there. The kosher food is there. The vacation on the holidays, on the religious holidays are there. It's very easy. And when you're in the diaspora, which is Jews that are living outside of Israel, it's a lot harder. And you have to find creative ways to maintain your identity. And I think that as an Israeli, I didn't understand, and I even dare to say that I was a little lightheaded about the way that the Jews around the world experience their Judaism. And all of a sudden, I understand that it's not easy. And everything that you do in order to maintain this amazing, amazing thing, which is the Jewish identity, I think is great. And I learned a lot from this experience.
Nice. I really think that it's nice to see and to be exposed to different things. And yes, it's make a difference. You are looking in other way to your own tradition. And it's interesting. It's absolutely interesting. Jeff, is there anything you would change here in New Hampshire in terms of support for Israel and being involved more directly with Israel. And
one thing I notice in Israel, or I'm sorry, in New Hampshire, is there's a good bit of anti-Israel talk going around in the larger community, where there's some groups that really don't understand that Israel is trying to defend itself and have a safe and secure country. Israel is often portrayed as just being a bully that wants to rule over other people and dominate other people. So we like people to be educated and to really understand better what's going on with this conflict, as opposed to just being against Israel or demonizing Israel. So to contribute to that would be a role of ours. One of the ways that we do that is through our fundraising. Members of the Jewish community are invited to what we call the annual campaign, and they donate money to the Federation. And we allocate some of that to organizations like AIPAC and the ADL and CAMRA and groups that are working on a national level to try and give a more accurate portrayal of what's going on with Israel. Last year at our film festival, we showed a film called The Case for Israel by Alan Dershowitz, and it tried to give Israel's point of view, or Israel's side. We also have the ability to bring in speakers, such as inviting the Consul General or meeting with people. We've written letters to newspapers. We'd like people to understand that it's a very complex issue and there's no easy answers, but we do not want to see Israel demonized and blamed for all the problems.
Rachel?
Hi.
Hi again.
I would like to ask one more question, if I could.
Sure.
And I would like to ask, actually, one to Jeff and one to Shlomit. And I'll start with Shlomit. I want to know, when you come back, what will you bring back with you? What will you tell the people of Israel about your experiences in New Hampshire? And Jeff, I wonder if you could tell me what you've learned with all of your experiences with the various shlichim, the emissaries who have arrived in Israel, and how it's changed you.
So, as I said before, I will come back with the idea that we don't only need to teach, we also need to learn from Jews around the world. And again, I was really exposed to an amazing way of experience Judaism. So I think that would be probably the strongest impression that I would come back with. I do want to say that also before I came to the Shlichut, I got a lot of tools from the Jewish Agency to actually understand the diaspora more before I came here. As for the question I was asked before, it's for the tools that I was getting. And I think that is probably the most strong thing, is really to not just talk and also listen and learn from, because we have a lot from.
I'm sorry, you'll say that this is an experience for life?
Definitely. But it will. But probably if you ask me 10 years, I will know better.
You know, being a very sensitive person, you are able to know if you are in a place that you are taking something for life or it's something that you are throwing up.
I definitely think it's something that I'm going to take for life.
Yeah.
And I hope to grow from that and I really hope to take this experience and also to enhance it in Israel. I do not want it to be just a one-year thing. I definitely hope to take this and to whichever place I go and work with that.
Jeff, please.
Rachel, you asked about the different shlichot, first of all, and how they might have changed me. And this is the third one that I've worked with and the fifth one that we've had here in New Hampshire. And what I would say from what I've experienced and what I've heard about is that everyone is a different individual and they all bring different things. And so really the lesson there is to, as you would do with any team, is you want to try and bring the best qualities out of the people that are there that you work with. And I'll give you, to be more specific, some of the shlichas.
Shlichot.
I know I'm putting English and Hebrew together here. are more musical and like to perform. And Shlomit performs, and people like that, but somebody else might be better at just organizing teenagers and doing things with teens. So that is what I've seen. And the other thing that goes along with this is something I'll say about my experience just in New Hampshire altogether. In other communities, sometimes there's a hierarchy, and people that are wealthy or people that have been around a long time seem to have a lot more influence, and other people sometimes feel more on the outside. But here in New Hampshire, it seems to me that things are much more egalitarian, and there's a place for everybody to be part of things. And maybe this is a reflection of what I've heard about our citizen legislature that we have at the state level. But I see people really having the ability to get involved and have a voice, even if they don't give a lot of money or they haven't been around for years and years. And so that's a pretty cool thing, and I really like to see that.
Shlomit, something about Yom Ha'atzmaut. I know that you have something to tell us.
Yes, we've been talking about the amazing area of Chof HaKarmel, our sister city in Israel, and I want to say that we are bringing a very special guest to be with us on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Barak Brenner is a DJ and karaoke that's going to MC the event, be the MC, and I want to say that you should all come because it's going to be wicked tov.
Wicked tov, okay. Rachel.
Yes.
Something
I
else.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Lag BaOmer, which we are celebrating here on tomorrow night with lots of bonfires all around. And as you are going to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, we're also going to celebrate Lag BaOmer, which is really exciting. And it's just very exciting to be here, and I want to invite everybody to come to Israel. And I hope that Israelis who are listening now will come to New Hampshire.
Right. Amen. Okay, I have some questions. I am not done. And we have another 2 or 3 minutes. You spoke that you are going to take this experience with you and you'll try to show your reflection in Israel, which I think that this is the best thing to do. However, my question is here, right now in present. How do you think that you made an impact to the non-Jewish community? About the Jewish community, it's clear that when you are speaking, everyone has somebody in Israel. So you want or you do not want, you have a connection to Israel. But speaking with people which... You spoke with a lot of people which they are from the non-Jewish community. How was the reactions?
I think that, as I said, it's hard for me to know the impact. I can only say what I saw from my seat. And I definitely try to give a different perspective than what we usually hear. And I think that I'm very fortunate to have had an opportunity to be exposed to a lot of different organizations that were not Jewish. And by the way, from here, I welcome anyone that wants to contact you and ask me to come and talk to other people. I'd be happy to do so. And I think people do want to hear and do want to listen. And all of a sudden, they see something that is different than what they usually hear. And at first it's okay, yeah, we know you're from Israel, but then a minute later, and I think it's also if you give people a benefit of the doubt that they also know and you respect the people, and so that it's easier for them to also respect your views. And I definitely try to again say my perspective of things, and usually I found an open ear, and most of the time I didn't hear too many aggression because again I gave my perspective, and people were very happy to hear.
And the last thing, very shortly, very brief, is there anything you would like to change here? And if yes, what?
Anything I would like to change here? I wish people would be more involved. People that are not involved in the Jewish life here would be more involved, because I think that a lot of people need to understand that if they want their kids to be Jewish and their grandkids to be Jewish, they need to make sure that they meet more Jewish people and network with more Jewish people. Of course, I would love to see people coming to Israel and making Aliyah. That would be probably the ideal thing for me. Yes. And be more involved in things that are going on in Israel. Not just on the website of the Federation, we have a page called Israel Connection, and there is four different sources to get news from about Israel. And I'm urging people to not just be exposed to one source. Try to be exposed to different sources and find your view, and not be influenced just by one source.
Thank you, Jeff Layden. Thank you, Shlomit Bar-Levav.
Thank you, Sonia and Rachel.
Yeah, before we go, I'd like to tell people we have a website we've mentioned many times. If you can't find it, just go to Google, type in Jewish, type in New Hampshire, and you'll find us.
Thank you. First of all, we want to wish everyone a happy Lag BaOmer on Sunday. And our Torah portion this week is Emor. The theme of this week's parasha is honor in the positive sense. Honor of the priesthood. Honor of the offering and honor of holidays. The sages teach an ethics of the fathers. One who runs away from honor will find honor chasing after him. One who chased after honor will find honor running away from him. The story goes that a man came to his rabbi and asked, "Why isn't the honor running after me since I ran away from it so much?" He replied, "It seems you are looking over your shoulder too often to see where the honor is." And Shabbat Shalom from Rachel and Sonia. Rachel from Jerusalem, almost Jerusalem, and Sonia from New Hampshire. Israel is here. Is real. I'm sorry. And we are on the air every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. on Radio WSMN. 1590 Nashua's News and Talk, and on the internet at www.wsmnradio.com. And we'd like to thank again our guest Jeff Layden, director of the Jewish Federation of New Hampshire, and Shlomit Bar-Levav, the Israeli Shlicha from Israel. Shalom from Israel is real.